from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
Joining us now on Wisconsin Sports Daily, served up by Wendy's, he is Brewers VP of Domestic Scouting, Todd Johnson. Todd, thanks for coming on, man. Appreciate it.
Yeah, absolutely. I always love talking to you.
All right. So I have lots of questions, man, and I don't know what you're going to say, and that's why I got questions. David Stearns is here, and it's a lot of drafting up the middle guys and smaller type players, it felt like, and so forth. David Stearns leaves. And now, finally, I start to get corner infielders, which I've been wanting forever. We get Brock Wilkin last year. We get the first baseman, Burke, this year from Iowa. And it feels like maybe philosophies have changed a little bit under Matt Arnold from David Stearns. What say you to that?
Yeah, I don't necessarily think it's been any sort of change in philosophy. As the last couple of years, it's just that those guys have been at the top where we were picking. I mean, we did take a center fielder this year, so Braylon Payne with our first round pick. So still like guys up the middle. Just fit that last year Brock was the top guy when we picked at 18, and then this year when we picked at 34, Blake Burke was there, who we really like, can definitely hit power, and he's a really good first baseman as well, which not everyone will talk about. And they just won the national championship at Tennessee there, so winning type guy as well.
Yeah, he was chugging beer in that parade. That video got all over the place. Brewer fans were super excited.
No doubt. I mean, he's going to fit right in when he gets up here. We're super excited about that part.
Yeah, I'm excited too. All right, the other part of this from this draft that I was kind of floored by, taken a little bit back by, was all the pitchers. You decided you needed pitching, and you weren't bashful, and a majority of them right-handed, only a couple of lefties in the batch that you took. Another question, which is, was that part of the game plan coming in of we really wanted to hit this specific category coming into this draft?
Again, no. I mean, we never target any specific demographic, but it was a really strong class of high school pitchers. You notice that a good chunk of those pitchers were from the high school ranks. And, you know, just, I mean, by nature of demographics, more people are right-handed than left-handed. So, and lefties are tough to come by. I mean, they're, you know, if you can find a good one, then, you know, usually they're pretty highly sought after. So, you know, this was the way it fell again. You know, I know that's a boring line to just keep repeating, but it was not like a specific target. These were the guys that, you know, our scouts had identified, and that as we worked through our whole process to get ready, these are the ones that floated to the top when we got to those picks this year.
But I mean, once you get to like, I don't know, 10 pitchers, doesn't somebody in the room go, dude, we got 10. We don't need any more. We're good. Let's go somewhere else. That never comes up.
You know, I might have said that at one point. We did draft a couple of position players. I mean, we took Marco Gingras in the fourth round, and then we took James Nunley, the high school kid out of Virginia, and then Cooper Malmasian, a kid from down in the Chicago area, who's a shortstop in the 17th or 18th round. So, yeah, I mixed in a few position players there late. I mean, obviously, you always need pitchers. You know, obviously, these guys are a ways away from the big leagues. We hope that a good chunk of them are pitching in the big leagues for us at some point. But you can always seem to find innings for pitchers. And with the changes in some of the minor league dynamics and the player limits we have now in place, it does get at times a little bit more challenging to find at bats for position guys, especially, you know, we've been really fortunate that, you know, both our recent drafts and our international operations have really been surfacing and signing and our player development side producing a bunch of position guys. So, you know, it gets tougher and tougher as you look at that to find out where's this guy going to get to play. And, you know, obviously if guys hit, they're going to play. So that's still the same as it's always been. But, you know, just from an opportunity perspective, sometimes it's a little easier to find slots for pitchers. So, and that doesn't affect it. Like, we're not going to overdraft a pitcher just because they're a pitcher, but when they slot in there, that can sometimes be the direction we go.
Talking with Todd Johnson, Brewers VP of Domestic Scouting here on Wisconsin Sports Daily, served up by Wendy's. So 17 of 22 pitchers in this draft, 8 prep pitchers from cold weather states. Are there any specific characteristics that you prioritize when you're looking at pitchers? Because they were making a deal of this a couple of different places about your guys want to, you know, two from, you know, that New Jersey area and going to cold weather states. Is it under scouted, do you think, or what is it that lends you down that road?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's possible. Obviously, I think some of those guys are not throwing all the time like you're seeing with kids from the warmer weather states in California. So yeah, there's probably a slightly under the radar feel to them. And but a lot of these kids have just had, you know, really good opportunity to tap into some advanced development stuff as well. And I don't think that's necessarily true of just the cold weather states, but it's just worked out that, you know, even last year we took Josh Noth from, yep, from up on Long Island. So, and, you know, I think that, you know, our upper Midwest kind of group that we've signed the last couple of years, Bishop Letson and then this year with the group like Tobias and Dorchies and the rest of that group behind there, you know, it's just been a market niche that I think we've done a really good job of identifying some interesting guys there and, you know, them coming to the right spot for us to fit into our overall class. We're always trying to build the best possible complete class and then like kind of a portfolio approach. And that's just how it's slotted together the last couple of years.
I had this conversation the other day. We were talking about the draft on the show. As far as, you know, what I like, and I've always said I like college pitchers and I'll gamble on the high school hitters. I feel like that's a little bit safer than a high school pitcher where, you know, several things can go wrong by the time they get ready to go pitch, whether it be elbow, shoulder. History of the Brewers high school pitchers hasn't been the best in the world over the course of my time as a Brewers fan. But the one thing that I will always settle on is I think the toughest position and toughest age to go from being drafted to actually making it to the majors, even though Salas in San Diego is proving me wrong, is a high school catcher and how difficult that truly is to go from being drafted in high school and then to make it to the majors. Because catchers, I think, have the toughest road to get through the minor leagues.
Yeah, that's definitely true. I mean, it's tough for anybody to get to the big leagues, so don't want to oversell it for anyone. And obviously, I know you're not doing that. But yeah, I mean, catchers have a lot they have to handle. We ask a lot of our catchers. I mean, it's amazing what we've been able to do from a development perspective with our catchers and even at the big league level with that group, turning, you know, guys like William Contreras into really good defenders, Omar Narvaez before that, and helping them to become much better defenders. And, you know, so yes, it's a great demographic, to get guys to the big leagues from that. And I don't think that, you know, obviously if it's slotted out that was a guy that we would take higher up, then, you know, that might work out. But, you know, as far as where we took our high school catcher we took this year.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
Certainly be, you know, kind of down in, into the lower part of the draft where it's not quite as much of a significant risk. And for Nunley specifically, he's kind of a, he's actually more of a multi-position guy who can catch right now. He caught for his high school team. He played some center field for his high school team, played some second base as well. So he's kind of all over the place. I think if he gets to UVA where he's committed, I believe he's going to play more outfield than catcher, but we do think he's got the tools and the capability and the intelligence to catch if that's what he wants to do.
Do you guys have MLB Network or anything on when this is all going on? Or do you have the TV on at all as far as hearing what people are saying after you make the pick now that it's a televised event the first day?
So we don't listen to a lot of the commentary because we're pretty busy trying to, you know, even when we're after we pick, we're busy lining up the next one and the rest of the day. So we definitely have it on. We see it, but usually we have it muted. So
well, that's good.
Not hearing a lot of the commentary, not hearing what they're saying. And, you know, I mean, I know, for instance, with this year with Braylon,
yes,
not necessarily consensus as in the top of the draft guy, but we felt like he was the guy that we were targeting there and would have been, you know, frustrated if we had tried to let him go to 34 and didn't. We don't think he would have got there. We've heard from a few other teams that had a lot of interest in him as well. So, you know, when it came down to like time to select and we looked at all the options, like we felt like getting a potential five tool left-handed hitting center fielder who hasn't even turned 18 yet, was a really good bet. And we felt like it was going to fit in with, you know, how we could then develop the rest of this class.
Talking with Todd Johnson, Brewers VP of domestic scouting. So tell me this. My kid has a potential to be a first or second round draft pick. I'm the parent. I'm the dad. At any point before the draft, outside of the potential number one pick, because that obviously is happening, is there any talk of numbers and what it would take to sign somebody prior to you drafting them? No, maybe you don't agree completely, but there's a range of where somebody is willing to sign for it, because a lot of the talk around that pick was, well, they're taking him because he's going to save them money and they weren't going to have to sign him for a ton of money. So now they can take risks later and sign guys like Cooper Pratt like they did last year to make it all work. But are you actually talking to the parents of some of these kids prior to drafting them and figuring out money-wise what would work?
Our area scouts do and our supervisors do a really good job of having a good sense from the player and the family and the advisor, depending on that relationship, of what it's going to take to sign a kid. So, yeah, I mean, we have a pretty good sense of it, you know, and have done that homework. And, you know, a lot of it's about building that relationship and having that, you know, kind of understanding it, that they're being honest with you, that you can tell, like, you know, when kids really want to go out and play and start their pro careers. And then, you know, obviously you can also tell with the kids who are probably leaning towards the college route if they're high school kids. So yeah, I mean, we have a pretty good idea of it, based off all of those discussions that we do and the relationships that we've built for years, honestly, with a lot of these kids. So yeah, it's not a surprise necessarily, but you know, I don't want to oversell how much we know.
All right, so my guy, Dan Zielinski, who I had on doing our draft coverage, local guy here talking about draft picks, I said, hey, man, do you have anything you want me to ask him? I'm going to read this whole thing because otherwise I'm never going to get it out correctly. 15th rounder. I don't know anything about this kid. Let's just start there, right? 15th rounder, Travis Smith, initially projected as a potential top 3-round pick, experienced inconsistencies that led to a move to the bullpen and limited his appearances in the final 2 months of the season. Despite these challenges, he possesses good size, a mid-90s fastball, and a high-spin curveball. What areas does he need to develop to reach the potential that scouts saw in him before the season began?
I think he hit the nail on the head is the consistency, like just being more consistent with execution and, you know, bringing the good stuff to the table every outing. So yeah, we're excited about Travis. You know, it was a spot where he had kind of come down the board from a little bit higher up, and you know, so we were able to get a guy who's been really successful in there, you know, has pitched in the SEC and done a reasonable job there, and we feel like the development paths there are really good. So we're hoping to get him signed, and we'll see how that works out. It's also interesting, he actually knows Chris Hook.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, so Chris and him have known each other. Chris knows his family, so yeah, we had some connection there as well. So you know, he's a sophomore eligible, so he could go back and be a junior. I think I believe his intention is to transfer to a different SEC school, but I don't know that for sure. So you know, I mean, it'll be one where we'll talk through it and see where we land. But yeah, we're excited that we identified him as a guy that had some development future above where maybe his current repertoire and execution and those kinds of things were having him pitch. So yeah, it was a fun one there.
I have one last one. Parent question. How important is high school season to travel ball season for you guys?
Yeah, both are important. Obviously travel ball and the summer kind of circuit schedule is good, especially for, you know, the ones where they're using wood bats, because you want to see how players adapt and adjust to wood bat and will their, you know, where their swing and that physicality and that adapt to the wood bat. You know, it's an opportunity to see them in against even levels of competition. I think in the high school season, you kind of do, depending on where they are. I mean, if you're out in California or some of these places, like, you'll see them play really good competition. But even when it's not, you can see how they are as teammates. You know, how do they act in the game? How do they act in the dugout? You know, what are they leaders? How do they respond? How do their teams respond to them? And you get a lot of that. And then, you know, it's kind of the lights are off a little bit too, so you can kind of see how they behave when they're not in that spotlight or on that stage. And are they still the same person in that sense? So, you know, I think both are important. And there was guys, you know, that certainly weren't big travel ball circuit guys this year that were in our mix and were interesting. And, you know, we did a lot of work on those guys in the high school season as well.
Kids, make sure to watch your social media too, because I'm pretty sure they're checking that too, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. I think that was a bigger problem, and then everyone figured out that was a problem, so it doesn't seem to be as much of an issue anymore. I think kids have figured some of that out, or their advisors have told them to clean it up if there's something they wouldn't want on there.
Or they got burner accounts. He is Todd Johnson, Brewers VP of Domestic Scouting. I love talking to Todd. Wisconsin Sports Daily, served up by Wendy's. Todd, thanks so much for giving us some time today, man. Appreciate it, and keep up the good work, buddy.
Absolutely. Thank you. Appreciate it.
You betcha. Take care. There he is, Todd Johnson, here on 1250 AM The Fan.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Blinds.com's Labor Day Mega Sale starts now. Take the labor out of shopping for custom window treatments and make upgrading your home easy and affordable. Don't miss out on up to 50% off right now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com is the better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing and free shipping. No showroom markups. No pushy salespeople in your home. Blinds.com's design experts can help you make the perfect choices with free virtual consultations. Plus, they'll send samples right to your door fast and free.
Blinds.com can even handle the measure and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for one low cost. Since 1996, customers have trusted Blinds.com to cover over 25 million windows, all backed by their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Take the labor out of upgrading your home with Blinds.com's Labor Day Mega Sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus premium doorbusters. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.